would have a story of revenge where somebody killed their pa or killed their brother and they're coming after them. But through the course of the movie, maybe they discover the humanity of this other person, or they discover that their brother or pa wasn't such a nice guy, you know, in the first place. And so they forgive the other person. But the message at the end of that is always, well, you go your way and I'll go mine, and I don't have to kill you no more. That's such a small view. God goes beyond that. He doesn't just not give us what we deserve. He calls us His very own children. If you find church worship uninspiring, because it's always you show up on Sundays and somebody tells you you're a horrible person and you say, yep, I'm sorry. And they say, you're forgiven, and you go home, I don't blame you. I don't blame you for finding that uninspiring, but that's not what the Christian message is. It is so much more than that. Paul just said, if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creation. God wants to make you new, and He wants to call you His own. He wants to dwell in you. So I got a question for you. Are you in Christ? Because if you are, you're not your resume, and you're not your record, and you're not the sum of all the choices that you've made up until this point. God tells you that you are new. And forgiveness is necessary. I don't want to badmouth forgiveness today. Forgiveness is incredibly important, but it's the beginning and not the end. You know, Paul was not actually an original one of the 12 disciples. Sometimes people think he was, but he wasn't. He was actually a persecutor of the church. He was looking for ways to kill apostles. And he did actually take part in the killing of this guy named Stephen. And then Jesus appears to him. And not only does Jesus not take vengeance on him, which he could have, call that justice. It's not even revenge in the way we think about it. Not only does Jesus not kill him, but he forgives him. And not only does he not just stop at forgiveness, he doesn't just stop at forgiveness either. He begins to dwell in Paul. He built a bridge to Paul and dwells in him. So Paul spent the rest of his life building bridges for other people. Because that's what God can do in us and for us. It's what He wants to do in you today. It's so much more than just you're forgiven and you go on your way and I'll go on my way. But it starts with forgiveness. And so I'm going to invite the band to come up. But I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I'd like to just provide a space so that if you have this relationship with God, you can renew it. You can ask for forgiveness and you can invite Christ to dwell in you. But if you haven't done that, take the time. Easter eggs will still be out there. They're safe. That'll all still be waiting for you. But you owe it to yourself, I think, to carve out just a little bit of time and talk to God who built this bridge from His heart to your heart. Would you just take a moment and speak with Him now?